Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
At the end. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big news breaking that Marcus Mariota is going to start on Sunday. I think it's crazy how, like, we were getting so many calls to sit Jaden. Then they play Jaden. Now people, I can't even really judge what the reactions are. Because the calls have been all over the place.
You know what it is, Jay. You know, when you say do something, when you decide to do one thing, people want you to do the other. And if you flip it over, they'll definitely jump on the other side. This deal is basically where, remember you said, Tanner, you always tell you don't believe what the players say?
Right.
If they ask Jaden, you okay? He said, yep. Can you play? Yep. Well, the doctors go in to check. And that doctor is trained to feel for stuff and also listen and watch your reaction. So if I come in and I grab you and I'm like, grab your arm and I'm like, how does that feel? And you're like, oh, that's cool. But I see you kind of, it's a little tender to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at that point, I tell the coach, listen, he's okay in his mind. But I believe you should let him stay out. I believe that it's still a little tender. We should err on the side of caution. And then the coach says this, that, and the other. And they come in, and Adam walks in, and probably Josh. Okay, we're going to protect him from himself. Remember the old sermon I would say, calm a fool rather than protect it. I'd rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse. In this sense, he's a fool. And it's not in a bad way. This is in a positive way. That fool wants to play. He wants to be out there for his teammates. You got to calm that. You got to protect him from himself. He's not the one that's going to ever sit around and say, oh, I can't go. You know, just be chilled. You don't need to go get him uplifted. He's ready to go anyway. And that's probably what happened. Because I've been to many a doctor, and they're like, does that feel good? I'm like, I'm cool. But you know what? They are watching me jump. They know the little thing that they see when something happens. But I don't know how to say, no, I can't go.
Well, and I think, and I don't know if you agree, but I think the calculus changes on if Jaden is a little sore when you consider the output we saw in Minnesota was dreadful. That's the worst performance this team has had in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You've got 4 games left. You're 3-10. I think at some point, listen, Jaden fought like hell to work his way back. They built him a special brace. He played last week. He re-injured the elbow. Mm-hmm. Like that, the calculations are different now than they were a week ago.
They are.
And
they are
and
different.
I think that's okay.
But that's the ultimate thing. It is okay. But I think we have to learn to sometimes ask questions that are more simpler instead of making things kind of like lifted in a sense. Like, it's not everything's not so drastic or so out there. Sometimes it's as simple as this. He's hurt, he play. He hurt, he doesn't play. He play. If he's not, people think if he's hurt, he doesn't play. If he's not 100% hurt, then they think he's 100% healthy. You got space in between there somewhere. You know, if you're 40% hurt, you're 60% healthy, right? But you're still 40% hurt. You probably shouldn't be out there on the football field. Because if the other guy's 100%, he's going to destroy your ass. Okay? I think the ultimate thing comes in, everything has become so mesmerized because of how we react every day to damn social media. And that's why everybody's response is so outlandish. We don't think about stuff in a human aspect. We think about how we're going to get rises off of everything. And that screws up the whole topic sometimes. We forget about the actual topic, and we start trying to win a discussion or an argument about something.
I want to let Landfill weigh in. I know he was answering calls, but Professor Landini, what do you make of Marcus going back now?
I guess it's not all that surprising. You know, the Jaden left the game with an injury that he's not going to play the next one. Just overall, it's been a pretty terrible year, and I guess it's just going to keep going terrible for us.
I was just saying to B in the last break, what a mess of a season. Just an absolute mess. And this is just more of it. You know what I mean? Like, I still think you got a hell of a player in Jaden Daniels. At this point, through 14 games, he's finished four. He's played four complete games. Mm-hmm. So if you want to make some declaration of what he is or isn't based on this season, you're entitled to that. I'm not. I think 2026 becomes vastly important because that's when you'd pay him, is coming off that season, after mm-hmm. three full seasons, when you can enter into those discussions. They were excellent last year. Jaden was phenomenal. This year has been a mess. Hit these calls. My guy Uncle David is on line one. What's up, David?
Hey. Want to welcome Pete Alonso to Baltimore.
Hell yeah.
Here's my bigger problem. My bigger problem is with Kingsbury. I don't think he called great plays for Jaden last year, but he needs to change the plays that Jaden runs this year. Because he's not 100%. He's not the same player. And I don't think that Kingsbury is protecting Jaden enough from himself and from the other defenses. And I got a lot of problem there. So I'm glad Mariota's starting.
Appreciate you, dude. Thank you. Good call.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Let's go to line six. E is in D.C. What's up, E?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I think it was a good decision. We have to, you know, account for, you know, when you dislocate anything, yeah, you can go sit in an office desk, but if you're talking about, you know, rolling around on an NFL football field, that's an entirely different ask, and especially when you're talking about re-aggravating something. And I just haven't seen enough consistency from him off the field with having the types of reps to do this. And I think they get caught in him being such an X and O's guy that you got to, as coaches, I think he can hang with them in a way that makes them feel like they can put him out there on the field with rust when a lot of other quarterbacks you just wouldn't. But that still can be dangerous, and they have to be careful in how much they put on his plate just because how much they believe in his ability. Because even Cliff was like, man, okay, guys, like, this is pretty much as good as it gets. Like, he really believes
and his quarterback when it comes to what's going on in between the ears. And so do I. But they're still going to have another version of this. And it seems like when Marcus gets in there, Cliff's offense is working. So we got to be still, you know, Jaden, to my point, it's not all Cliff. Because when Marcus gets out there, the quick game, things are happening. So that means it's the same offense. They're called, it's the same signals. Nothing is different. You just go in and know that five can give you more. So he's still going to have to make those reads, and I still think he needs that time. And my question to y'all right now is, if training camp started tomorrow, for example, where he is, you know, forget the injury, but just with time, would he look the same? Because y'all was like, yo, he's got it. It's certain looks and certain things that y'all were able to see when he was coming into the league, and certain stuff that y'all knew right off the bat. Y'all was telling us on the radio, like, look, y'all, we don't say stuff every, you know, every year. I know what that ball is supposed to look like coming to that sideline. I know what that ball is supposed to. I don't know if he has that same confidence right now as he looked in that second game when he threw that ball to Terry and Cincy. So where is that guy? Where's he been, and how do we get that guy back? You know, and that's what I'm really focused on. I think that is an off-the-field thing. That just doesn't happen on field. That happens off the field, man. So I want to know what y'all think about that.
It's an on-the-field thing. It's an on-the-field thing. But I just think that I agree with you that the confidence level may not be there right now. I think injuries and pain brings a different level of comfort, a comfort level. I could also say one thing to you. You can look at the offense and you can say it's the same, but you know what? Not 100% the same. I have this conversation with a few guys consistently that I know football and know this offense, and they know how defenses are going to prepare it, and they see something totally different. So I would just tell you, don't just look at the plays. Look at the how the read aspect of it. And things are a little different when those two different quarterbacks are in there. They have the same minds, the same mindset of an offense, but they're not running it exactly the same.
What a freaking mess. I mean, 3-10, underdogs to the Giants. I wonder if that – where's my phone? Has that moved with the Mariota news, or do you think Vegas had that baked in, B?
I don't know.
I saw it. You could find it as high as 2.5 at some spots. Now it is, 2.5. So I think Vegas kind of knew that. One thing that was really interesting is I was looking around at fantasy stuff this morning, and they had Mariota listed on all the, like, quarterbacks to play this week. It was all Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
So the fantasy people certainly thought it was going to be Mariota. What's crazy is, like, whether it's fake or not, like, the outrage at every possible decision. Because when they
it is not fake. It is the norm in this day and age.
But then people want to change. Like, let's all just approach this honestly. Dan Quinn said after the game he could have gone back in. Okay. Then on Wednesday, Dan Quinn says after the medical people have looked at everything and considered all the options, they're now – He's not going to play this week. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean any of that is true. Like, they could just be shutting him down, and this is how they're going to handle it. They're not going to tell you they're shutting him down, but that's what they're doing. It could be the medical people. That could be what's happening. Could be some combination of both. But, like, trying to consider everything the coach is saying at all times is the 100% truth, and that's why you have questions about it, to me, at best, is naive. And if it's something more than that, where you're out on this staff, so you want to be critical of everything, okay. Like, they've lost 8 in a row. You could be out on this staff. That's reasonable. But, like, yeah, he said Sunday he could have put him back in. That was my decision. You know what Dan might have been trying to do? After the Seattle debacle, just show I'm taking care of my guy so everybody knows I take care of him. Like, a million things could be going on right now outside of if he is or isn't fully able to play. The videos are out now of him at practice. He's practicing right now. He looks pretty darn good. But you know what's not going to happen to him at practice right now?
He ain't getting hit.
He's not going to get shoved down to the ground and maybe land on his elbow again.
Let me just say this.
I just think we're searching for like an overly simplistic answer that doesn't exist.
I'm going to try to give a suggestion moving forward. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, right? And they're sitting in first place right now in the NFC East, right? If you turn on that radio in Philadelphia, nobody cares. Just like they won, just like we were great last year. You forget about last year's a new year. Your thing about living and breathing organisms.
Right.
We were great last year. Let's think about this year based off of this year. And stop worrying about how good it was last year to judge everything this year. And I think you, when you begin to erase last year and think about this year, we haven't seen that team last year, this year at all. Not even in the first game we didn't see it. Not even, no game we seen it. We didn't see it in our San Diego, in our L.A. This is a new team this year, and they are nowhere close to what the team was last year. And if we keep our mind on this and separate, because we are still, every time we see a bad play, well, last year they did this. Let last year go. Because I guarantee up there about 175 miles, nobody is judging them based off of last year. They want to run the Sirianni. They want to run everyone out of town right now. Learn to forget about last year and think about this year. And that's why I'm at a point where when I see stuff now, a lot of stuff I expect. Like last year, like you said, I expected this in a sense.
Certainly not a surprise.
Yeah.
If you came into today surprised, like if you came into today expecting undoubtedly that Jaden was going to be the starter this week, I would think that's a little – I had somebody that works in sports text me yesterday, do you think Jaden plays? You know what my reply was? I don't know.
That's been mine the whole time. Well, man, you over there, you supposed to know. How are they supposed to know if they don't know?
Right.
I guarantee they didn't know until the last moment.
Right. All right, nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.